From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A Syrian ceasefire agreement is reported. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says a provisional agreement has been made with Russia for a ceasefire in Syria. Kerry said Sunday fighting between the Syrian military and opposition groups could end within hours, but violence continued unabated throughout the country, with scores of people killed in two attacks claimed by the Islamic State. Businessman Donald Trump remains the clear front runner for the Republican nomination in the U.S. presidential race. Trump won his second straight Republican primary election Saturday in the southern state of South Carolina.
When you win, it's beautiful. And we are going to start winning for our country.
Senator Marco Rubio was in second place, barely edging out Senator Ted Cruz. Meanwhile, former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton scored a victory Saturday, winning the Nevada Democratic caucuses by a 52.7 to 47.3% margin over Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Voters in Niger are going to the polls Sunday to elect a new parliament and to decide whether the president will receive a second five-year term. Mahamadou Issoufou is running with a promise to crush Islamist militants and increase development in the country. Violent protests in northeastern India have plunged the capital, New Delhi, into a water supply crisis. Haryana State has been the scene of a week of demonstrations by members of the rural Jat class. Jats are demanding federal and state benefits. The protests turned violent Friday when demonstrators set fire to houses and railway stations and damaged equipment that transports water to New Delhi. This is VOA News.